This is Greg Tingle reporting for Media Man Australia. We're speaking to the creative, artistic, academic, PR man, caricaturist, cartoonist, and a whole lot more, Graham Biddle. Welcome to the program, Graham.
Hello there.
Hello there. So we're in in-depth discussion about your next book, Australian Icons with Caricatures and so on. But what basically do you do, Graham?
I'm an illustrator, a cartoonist, animator, and predominantly a creative director.
So how did this first become your calling in life?
I started drawing at two... I can't remember when I started. I've never actually not drawn.
So what, you were doodling away at play school?
Oh, funny thing.
Okay, but it's just stayed with you throughout your life.
It has. And I hope... Oh, what are you talking about? Yes, it has stayed with me.
Okay, so when did you first start turning it into a commercial venture and start making a living from this stuff?
At school, when some of the kids wanted to have letters that had been absent, and I'd write these adult-looking letters and sign them, and I got 5 cents a letter.
Fantastic. So the explanations, please explain, and you knew the right wording. So, what are some of your current projects, and what do most people know you from?
They may know me from the Cartoon Kingdom, where I'm a caricature artist, and I go to a lot of festivals, fairs, I do a lot of executive parties, and private parties, and some of the media campaigns that I've worked on, actually mainly overseas, England and that famous country, New Zealand, where the All Blacks will reign.
Ooh. A lot of famous Australians have come out of New Zealand, haven't they? With Hinch and...
Hendo.
All sorts of people. So where do you get a lot of... When you say, like, advertising campaigns, how do you... You're an ideas man, and then you're able to put it on paper as well.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Starting from maybe a product, and they're working out the demographic and the marketing campaign, the strategy, and getting that out in all media forms, from television, newspaper, working up branding, direct response, web design, right through every media facet.
Fantastic. So what do you mainly prefer to draw and why?
I love drawing people because I can look them in the eye, I can see into their souls, and put what I see on paper, and many times it surprises them or it fascinates what I pick up.
And how do you decide how much you're going to amplify the character while not intimidating them, and what sort of emotions do you draw from time to time once they actually see the piece of paper that you show them?
Well, I can tell from their body language right from the word go that if they've got large ears, that they're feeling self-conscious about that. I don't overdo it.
But okay.
Some folks say, just go berserk, go crazy, you can make my huge nose as big as you want, you can make my ears as big, you can put all my teeth, all black teeth. So I get a feel how far I can go.
We're getting curious who some of these individuals actually are. It's name drop time. Can you disclose one or two names which you're not going to end up behind bars from disclosing those names, Graham?
John Howard.
Oh, I think we've heard of him. Man of Steel. Oh, okay.
Bush.
In person, or you...
Yeah, no, not first. I've drawn most of the Warriors, the Auckland Warriors.
Yeah.
That nearly made it to the top. If it wasn't for the other New Zealanders and all the other top teams.
Yeah.
So, and quite a few New Zealand politicians.
Piggy baby? Piggy Mulroney?
I'm not that old.
Yes, ooh!
Just trying to think.
There's lots there. Where did you get the idea for your current book, this masterpiece in the making, which we've been throwing ideas around before this official interview started?
Well, after coming back from England a year and a half ago and just seeing just the change in Australia. Australia, the favourites, the way the land lies, how Australians perceive themselves and how overseas people see Australians. And when I was up in London, I still see Australians as young and the rest, not young and the rest, neighbours, home and away, and Crocodile Dundee. They don't seem to get past that, or they're the top cricketers and they can play rugby.
Yeah.
And I try to tell them a little more for the Australian than just those few areas. So I've been working on a few books and doing caricatures across the country, because you see what's needed out there is some pictorial form and verbal showcase of what and who is Australia
yes.
to the rest of the world.
And what specifically makes you particularly unique that you'd like to disclose to our worldwide audience?
Well, I've had great feedback across the world about my caricatures. That people have said, wow, you seem to be able to capture me, or the situation, you have an unusual way of seeing past the here and now, the facade.
Yeah.
And you seem to have quite a powerful view on life and from an aerial view.
Yes.
So, which I have to have when I'm going to parties or drawing people in a scenario, I have to sit part of that, put that in the picture. So, it's become automatic to do a summary of a country, a group of people, a company, a culture, a religion, whatever.
And for our audience out there, what's the best ways of contacting yourself at the moment if they want to put you to task and get them to do a caricature?
Come and see me in my lair yet, or on the mobile or email.
That's right. And in the very near future, if they go to those lovely search engines out there and they go Caricaturist Australia or Australian Cartoonist, they're going to end up at Media Man Australia. There's going to be a Graham Biddle profile in there.
Yes.
He's going to be an easy man to find. So I anticipate you're going to be very, very busy. You've got the book thing happening.
Yep.
No doubt you're going to continue to do caricatures for people all over the world, and we very much look forward to participating in this current project of yours.
Great.
Until next week, this is Greg Tingle from Media Man Australia. Thanks, Graham.
Thank you.